Hello.
Oh, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. Hello, sir?
Sure.
Great. Well, we're just calling from Opinion Research, all right? And we're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Are you Bill Bishop?
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right, sir. We would like to know, sir, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Would you say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10 years, 11 to 25 years, 26 to 40, over 41 years?
Over 40.
Oh, okay. All right. And what would you say is your primary branch of the trade? Would you say cement mason, refractory bricklayer, terrazzo, mechanic or finisher, bricklayer, mason, helper or finisher, plaster, tile or marble finisher, PCC restoration, tile setter, marble mason, stone mason, any of those?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer. Okay.
And stone.
On stone. All right. And on the last job that you work on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic or foreman?
Journeyman.
I'm sorry, you said?
Journeyman.
Okay, I'm sorry, journey. All right, and would you say a yes or a no that you're currently working at that trade right now? Would you say a yes or a no?
Nope.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? Would you say 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, over 21 weeks?
None. I'm retired.
You're retired. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we would like to know, sir, is this a yes or no? Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Would you say yes or no to that?
Nope.
Nope. All right. And moving on quickly, sir, would you say a yes or a no in the past 12 months? Have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Would you say yes or no?
Nope.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably more.
More construction projects, okay. Do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or the same number as this time last year?
I think probably about the same.
The same, okay. Would you say a yes or a no? Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I would say no, from what I understand.
No, all right. Would you say a yes or a no? Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union, sir? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yep.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less employment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
The same as now, okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, it will get worse, or it will stay about the same?
About the same.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following healthy or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? For example, unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and coal, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or you have no real safety concerns?
I would say air quality would be the main thing.
Thus, air quality. Okay. Would you say a yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months, sir? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yep.
Okay. Would you say you did that in person or online?
In person.
Okay. And for each of the following, I just want you to tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. For example, political canvassing. Would you say a yes or a no that you have participated in that?
Nope.
No? No problem?
Nope.
Okay. That's okay. What about union organizing? Would you say a yes or a no? You have participated in that activity in the past 12 months?
Nope.
Okay. Picketing, would you say you have participated in that activity in the past 12 months?
And what was that now?
picketing? Would you say you have participated in that activity in the past 12 months?
Nope.
Nope? Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never, because I'm retired. I've been retired 6 years.
Okay, no problem. All right. And moving on, sir, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, I want you to rank the following news sources from the one you're most likely to get your news from to the one you're least likely to get your news from. For example, I have cable news, local TV news programming, printer, online newspapers, radio, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media. Any of those sources that you watch the most?
I would say local news and the newspaper.
Okay, would you say local TV news is the most, or the local newspapers? Okay. All right, sir, no problem. Local TV news followed by the newspaper, no problem. And moving on, well, what about cable news, sir? Would you say you watch that? Radio, friends and neighbors, the internet, or social media, any of those?
Once in a while.
Once in a while, no problem. All right. All right, and moving on quickly, sir. Well, we would like to know, bear with me. We would like to know as well is which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Would you say, well, right now, immigration, would you say immigration, the environment, foreign policy, jobs in the economy, healthcare, education, support for labor unions, or something else?
I would say immigration.
Immigration, okay. All right. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, sir? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yep.
Yes? Would you say you have heard a lot, some, or a little?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little. Oh, okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it, sir?
Very important.
Very important. Oh, okay. All right. Moving on quickly, sir. We would like to know as well is, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of Davis-Bacon Act? Would you say it's the Democratic Party or the Republican Party that supports them more?
Democratic.
Democratic Party. All right. Moving on quickly. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side would you say you support more in this dispute? Would you say GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The auto workers.
The auto workers. Would you say the auto workers much more or somewhat more?
Quite a bit more.
Much more. Okay. And I want you to tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. For example, the first one would be his job as president overall. Would you say you approve or disapprove of it, sir?
I guess approve. Right on the borderline.
Oh, okay. Would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
What about immigration, that his job that he's doing on immigration? Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job he's doing with that?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly disapprove. Okay. What about healthcare? Would you say you approve or disapprove on the job he's doing there?
I think approve.
Okay. Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
What about the job that he's doing in foreign affairs? Would you say you approve or disapprove the job he's doing there?
Say approve.
No problem. Would you say approve strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about the job he's doing in support for labor unions? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Approve strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about the job he's doing in the economy? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
All right. Would you approve strongly or somewhat?
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat? Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses so far. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job, sir? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Right. Would you say strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Yeah, say strongly.
Okay. Are you registered to vote? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yep.
Okay. We're almost done, sir. I promise. So even though it's a long way off, sir, what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Would you say you're almost certain to vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chance?
Well, vote.
Almost certain. All right. Okay. And moving on, sir. If the election for president were held today and your candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, for who would you vote?
Biden.
Okay. Moving on quickly. Would you say a yes or a no? Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yep.
Yep. Yes. Okay. All right. And turning back to BAC, sir, to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
It's excellent.
Excellent. Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you say excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. All right. How could the union best improve its representation and service in your own words or a few words? How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I really don't know.
That's okay. We're almost done, sir. We're almost done.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take your time. All right. What do you think the unions, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Like in your own words, what is the most important thing that the union should be working on in your own words?
I would say healthcare.
Healthcare. All right. I'm writing that down. Hope you feel better, sir. We're almost done. All right. And moving on, sir. Well, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would you say mail, email, union meetings, job sites, or text messages?
I would say meetings.
Meetings, union meetings, okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Would you say four or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Well, I'd say at least once a month.
All right, and we would like to know as well, sir, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican or Democrat?
What was that now?
I would like to know, sir, if you consider yourself a Republican or a Democrat.
I don't think either one. It just depends on who's running, and I'd say more of a Democrat, I guess.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
I'd say strong.
Okay. All right. And just to make sure we have our representative sample, what would you consider your race to be?
White.
Okay. All right, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Bill.
Okay, sir. All right, sir. That concludes the survey. I hope you feel better. Thank you so much for your responses. They were helpful. Have a nice day, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You too. Yeah, bye. Bye.